Hi, Debbie. It's Wednesday, 24th of April.
23rd?
Oh, 23rd, a day out. It's 23rd of April, and we're carrying on your weight loss journey. So what have you noticed in the last 7 days?
I've noticed that I've felt slimmer and that some of my clothes are feeling better.
And what does that feel like, to feel slimmer?
Feels really nice. Feels like, ooh, puts a little spring in your step because you feel a little bit slimmer and things fit a little bit better. So that's nice.
That's good. And what else has been happening?
Staying on the clothes, as you know, I ride. And I had a pair of jumpers a couple of years ago that were bought for me for my birthday, and I've not been able to wear them up until now. And now I can get them on, and they're really nice and comfortable.
Wonderful.
So that's good. So I'm happy with that.
Good. Anything else you've been noticing?
I've noticed that I'm not binging as such. I've not got the cravings that I had. Things are sort of much more even, and whereas before it would be like I've got to have, I don't know, half a packet of biscuits or something, that's not happening anymore. So things are all levelling out, which is good. And I'm feeling excited as well.
Wonderful.
So I'm feeling excited because I'm thinking it's going down and it's not coming back. The thought process of not coming back has changed.
That's wonderful. How different does it feel to have that mindset and that belief that it's going down and it's not coming back?
I think in the past, you kid yourself. It's like, oh, it's not going to come back. But it's almost like, oh, you know, you've got one hand behind your back with your fingers crossed or whatever it is when you're telling a porky. So now this time it's like, no, it's not coming back. And it really is, it's not coming back. It's conviction that it's not going to come back. So it feels quite invigorating. It feels good.
Wonderful. Now we've just had Easter and I know you had chocolate. Mm-hmm. How are you this Easter with chocolate?
A particular person bought me some lovely mini eggs. And I think I've probably eaten 6 of them, which they're quite small, but they're, you know, very nice. And but other than that, I haven't eaten any chocolate. So, and there's still some in the packet. It wasn't a huge, it was a nice packet, but it wasn't a huge, huge packet. So I think I did well just to have a couple.
And what's the difference with having them around and how you've been with them now as it would have been last year?
I probably would have definitely last year, the whole packet would have gone. And I would be thinking, right, okay, I'm going to, where's the next one kind of thing. The other thing is I bought some raw chocolate and it's a really tiny, small little bar and it's got, it tastes of acai berries or something like that, I can't remember.
Anyway, acacia berries.
Acacia berries. Anyway, I bought some of that and that was a few weeks ago and I was having a square of that, which is about the size of a thumbnail, lady's thumbnail, after dinner, but not every day. So that was my treat. And the fact that I could make it last 2 weeks for this minute bar of chocolate, it was quite amazing. So I was pleased about that as well.
So is that a different way of being?
Yes. Yeah, completely, completely different. And but I did notice, actually, one time I was a little bit stressed and I did have a piece of it, and instead of sucking it, I just went and chewed it all up, and it was like, oh, wow, that was stress sort of thing. And then I realised I was doing it and didn't go back and have any more, whereas normally I would have just carried on scoffing the bar of chocolate, so, yeah.
And it was the raw chocolate that you went for?
It was the raw chocolate that I went
for. That's interesting, because there's so much research now that shows that when we're stressed, if we go for the raw chocolate, we actually get what we need to balance our hormones.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, I just had that one piece, and that was, but I, like, ate it quickly, whereas normally I'd sort of like suck it for about 5 minutes. So, yeah, it was good. I might buy some more, but it's a very small bar and it's incredibly expensive. But it lasted a very long time, so I've got my money's worth, I suppose.
Yeah, but you're not buying all the rubbish that goes into the generalised milk chocolate ones. You're just getting the raw chocolate.
Yeah, that's it. And one piece was enough, whereas obviously the other chocolate, which was normal milk chocolate, one piece was not enough. I kept going. But not terribly.
Okay. So, just reviewing, what would you say the differences are now for you?
I think my feelings have changed about food. I don't feel like I have to have it. That's one thing that's changed. I'm much more aware of if I... not eat the wrong things, because nothing is wrong as such, because that's unfair to say that everything is wrong. That's giving an incorrect kind of thought pattern on food. And no food is really wrong as such. It's if you eat too much of it that it becomes wrong. Being aware of what there is to eat. And if I'm going for things for a particular reason, like the carbs, it's because I'm working really hard and so therefore I can see it. And instead of just staying in the pattern and in the rut of eating the wrong kind of foods that are wrong for me, then being able to switch back and switch back really easily. And also I've noticed, I'm starting to notice because the weight is coming off, that it feels good again to be slimmer. And that's a nice feeling, to be slim. For me, it's a nice feeling. It gives you confidence, it makes you feel better, clothes fit, you look better, so it's nice.
Good. What about guilt? Do you ever have guilt around food?
I used to have guilt around food, but we've worked on lots of different things, and I think... because we've worked on different things, the guilt is not there anymore. No, I don't feel guilty. I'm allowing myself to have whatever I want. And if it takes a long time for the weight to go, then it takes a long time. So there is no guilt now.
Okay, what about, I've had a good day or I've had a bad day. Or no. I've been a good girl or I've been a bad girl.
No, I'm not thinking like that anymore. That's why I was struggling just now, is to say wrong foods, right foods. No, nothing is wrong anymore. It's listening to what my body needs and realising that if I choose to have salads or if I choose to have vegetables, it's because I actually want to have that, not because, I should have it, I'm on a... in inverted commas, I'm on a diet. No. There's no good girl, bad girl, right foods, wrong foods. It's gone. None of that anymore. So that therefore, no, there's no guilt.
Good. Okay, let's get on with some work. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.